Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about retarded news. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I've been doing my rounds and I found some stupid shit that's happening in news right now that you probably are missing because of bullshit reasons, right? Well, anyway, that's how life is. Yes, friends, people are so fucking stupid and they think they can keep on doing stupid shit and nothing bad's gonna happen. Really? Really? That's what you think? Well, I got some stuff right here that proves you otherwise, so let's bring them up. Yes, friends, this is some crazy shit. You have this fucking Rolling Thunder. Yes, it says, quad amputee cornhole pro accused of murder, Tesla getaway. Yeah, this guy gets away in a fucking Tesla vehicle. How the hell can you drive without no arms and legs? You're nothing but fucking stubbles. Yes, you're supposed to have stubbles on your face, not on your limbs, but hey, this is what it is, right? Oh shit, fun times indeed. Dayton James Weber, a 27-year-old professional cornhole player and quadruple amputee, fucking Captain Hook limbs, has been charged with first-degree and second-degree murder for the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells in La Pinta, Maryland, in March 22 of 2026. Yeah, do you know that La Pinta, or Pinta in Spanish, is a slang term for prison? Yes, imagine this guy in prison. Ooh, this guy's gonna be easily rapeable, right? Fun size? Maybe? Yes? No? Maybe so? Anyways, let's continue. Weber, who became the first quadruple amputee to compete in the American Cornhole League, I mean, he got cornholed. Anyways, allegedly shot Wells during an argument in his vehicle before fleeing to Virginia with the victim's body still inside the car. Ooh, what is he doing with the body? Is he saving it for later? Is he gonna eat it? That's a way to hide a body, right? Anyways, let's continue. While prosecutors argue he acted in anger after a friend of Wells allegedly stole a weapon from him. Well, how the fuck can you do that? I don't know. Weber's attorney contended the shooting was an act of self-defense against an immediate lethal threat. Well, gee, guy, maybe you should have your guns locked up. Yeah, how the hell did your friend, quote-unquote, get your guns, unless they were just lying there like a dumbass? Yeah, that's how little kids get shot in the face when you leave your weapons around, so don't do that, you retard. You think you would learn, you missing limbs and all. Yeah, were you born without limbs? Or no, you lost in some stupid accident, of course, because you're retarded! Well, anyway, it doesn't matter how you lost your limbs. We just know that you killed somebody, so let's continue. Following his arrest in Virginia and extradition to Maryland, a judge has ordered Weber to be held without bond pending a preliminary hearing scheduled for May 6th of 2026. The case was drawn significant attention to Weber's history as a champion athlete, who lost four limbs to sepsis at 10 months old and his subsequent career in professional cornhole. What the fuck? It sucks that you lost your limbs when you were that young, but why the fuck is there a professional cornhole league or whatever the fuck? Yeah, this sounds very fucking stupid, but we do live in stupid times, right? Anyways, let me bring up some more bullshit, right? Yes, friends, did you hear about this fucking doozy? This is about this man saw a white family out for a walk, purposely ran them over with his car, pulled out a shotgun, and executed their three-year-old child. And nobody in the media is talking about it. Yeah, I saw this little thing and I had to look it up. This is really, really fucked up. But like I said, we live in stupid fucking times. Enjoy. Yes, it's pretty fucking fucked up. Yes, in Delta Township, Michigan, a 21-year-old man named Alexander Lamar Banks Jr. Yes, if you didn't know, this guy's a fucking nigger. Allegedly struck a family with his car and then shot their 3-year-old daughter with a 12-gauge shotgun on February 13th of 2026. Yeah, you shot a little girl with a fucking shotgun and with a 12-gauge? What the fuck's wrong with you? She's not a fucking deer, you fucking retard. You fucking dirty ass nigger. You piece of shit. You killed a fucking family just because they were white and you're a nigger? Well, you shouldn't be blaming them for that fucking roll of the dice. You should blame God. He should have put you in a white man's body instead of a filthy ass nigger. But don't fucking blame them. You fucking should blame God. But you're an asshole and you're stupid because you're a minority. So enjoy. Nigger Banks, who reportedly drove his father's vehicle at high speed into family, got out and began firing at the victims, killing the child and critically injuring a 72-year-old woman who tried to intervene. Wow, an old lady has fucking big ass balls. Who would have thought it, right? Fuck. Anyways, let's continue. According to court records, Banks claimed he was acting online threats that told him he had to kill somebody to save his family. Yes, you have to kill people to save your own family. Was it the voices telling you that shit? Or was it the fucking Jews? I don't know. Who cares? This guy did some fucked up things and hopefully he rots in prison. But will it be justice for this family? Probably not, because they're white. And apparently if you're white, you don't get no freedom, no fucking justice, none of that shit, right? Well, whatever. Let's continue. This dickhead faces charges including first-degree premeditated murder and is currently being held without bond, good, pending a completely competency evaluation scheduled for late April. Well, they should put his brain to sleep, but they won't. This guy will probably see, you know, a few years in jail and let him out, because he's a stupid minority. Yay! Well, friends, I still got more bullshit. You want to see what other cocksuckers I got lined up? Well, let's find out. Yeah, did you hear about this fucking retard? Home Improvement actor Zachary Ty Bryant sentenced to 19 months in prison. Yay! Hopefully you're going to get your attitude improved, but probably not. You want to find out why he went to prison? Well, do ya? Well, let's find out. The Home Improvement actor Zachary Ty Bryant was sentenced to 19 months in jail in Oregon on March 20th of 2026 after pleading guilty to violating his probation. Yes, you got probated and now you're getting a dick up your ass because you didn't follow the orders. Damn, it sucks, but it is what it is. This sentence was handed down while he was already serving a separate 16-month sentence in California for a DUI conviction from 2024. Hey, he likes drinking. Who doesn't, right? Anyways, the Oregon violation stemmed from a November 2025 arrest in Eugene, Oregon, where he was found with his fiancée, whom he was prohibited from contacting under his probation terms. So what? So you beat the shit out of your wife or girlfriend or whatever, and they gave you probation? Well, you fucked up, so enjoy. Yes, the key details of the sentence, the offense, probation violation related to a 2023 domestic violence conviction. It was in La Lane County, Oregon, while incarcerated in California. The reason was because they found in a vehicle with his fiancée and three children. Was it his kids? I don't know. For violating a no contact order. Well, you gotta be next to your family, I guess, but it be what it be, right? His lawyer, John Colego, called the sentence excessive and argued Brian needs treatment for an alcohol problem rather than jail time. Yeah, they should give him more compassion than fucking him in the ass, right? Well, maybe getting fucked in the ass will cure him of his fucking illness. Don't you agree? Oh well, who cares, right? Anyways, let's continue. He also faces DUI charges in Oklahoma. God damn, this motherfucker's been all over the fucking place, hasn't he? Well, I wonder why. Who knows? Maybe he's doing fucking guest appearances for bullshit? Who knows? Where authorities plan to extradite him after his California sentence is completed. God damn it, man. So they're gonna nickel and dime you to fucking prison? So when you get out, you'll probably be like in your 60s or 70s? God damn it. Fuck that shit, but it is what it is. But yeah, look at this dude. It says, Brian, who played Brad Taylor on the hit 1990 sitcom Home Improvement, has been arrested multiple times in recent years, with reports citing 6 arrests in 5 years. Well, shit, this guy's been around fucking in prison more than he's been in fucking acting careers, right? Fucking A. Well, don't worry, pal. You're gonna get either fucked in the ass or you're gonna get cured. Either way, you'll be good. Well, anyways, I got some more shit to do, so let's bring out those piece of resistance. Yes, friends, look at this lovely lady. You know what this fine piece of ass did? Well, she killed her boyfriend in the back of the head with a gun. And then after she did that, she goes to the guy's parents' house and nukes them too. Yes, friends. Yeah, she did it because she didn't like them, because she thought that they were fucking assholes. And guess what? This guy and this girl had kids together. So, yeah. Fun times. Fun times indeed. So, let's play the clip.
Court documents, the suspect, Lambert's girlfriend, 30-year-old Jenna Strobel, told investigators that she killed him in his car after giving him a massage. The filing for her detention in Will County says she met him.
Yeah, look at this chick. She's not bad looking. She's 30 years old, but she still looks scrimshy, dilly-umptious. Yeah, the only problem is that she's fucking psychotic, and when she's done with you, she's gonna kill you. So, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That night, with an intention to hurt him, but didn't expect to have the nerve to do it. During the massage, they say, Strobel pointed the gun at the back of Lambert's head for what she estimated to be about 8 minutes.
Wow, you survive all this fucking time just to have some stupid-ass bitch blow your brains out. What a fucking cunt. Yeah, she doesn't want to be with you, just tell you it's over. Why can't women do that shit? Yeah, all you have to say, I'm done with you and we're over. You don't have to do all this other bullshit and fucking kill me? It's like, what the fuck? Women, you're just fucking awful creatures, but whatever, let's continue.
Contemplating putting the gun down several times before ultimately pulling the trigger. After the shooting, the filings say she smoked a cigarette, drove to Lambert's parents' home, and shot them.
Yeah, that's fucking insane. I bet the guy was simping for this bitch, and this bitch was fucking insane and intolerable. And then she got tired of him and fucking gave him the coup de grace. Yeah, how fucked up is this shit? This chick fucking, instead of just walking away, she had to blow his brains out. That's all you had to do. You could have put him on child support and taken all kinds of money from the guy. But no, you'd rather take his fucking life than his fucking wallet. Wow, well, I'd rather be dead than be dealing with fucking bullshit like that anyway, so fuck it. Let's continue.
She also said she considered killing her own parents, but couldn't go through with it. As for a motive, the filing was not specific, with Strobel saying she didn't feel the children she shared with Lambert were safe with him or his parents.
So let me get this straight. You killed these 3 people because you thought these people were a danger to your children, so you killed them, right? Is that what happened? Gee, doesn't that mean that you're the one that's the danger, the threat? Yeah, who's the one that killed people? These people or you? Yes, you're the fucking problematic bitch, so I think you deserve to rot in prison, but whatever, just saying.
The Will County State's attorney in his petition said the defendant orchestrated the plan to kill 3 individuals with no real motive other than a general dislike for them.
Yes, women don't need a reason to fuck you over. They do it because. Yeah, because it's Tuesday. Yes, friends, women are just fucking cold-hearted creatures and they'll do whatever the fuck they want to at that moment. Yes, they'll regret it later because women are fucking stupid. You see what I mean when I said retarded news? All these people are full of Down syndrome. But that's the fucking times that we live in. Enjoy.
Goes on to say, it is obvious to see how easily this motive could extend to anyone who crosses her path, appears overbearing, speaks to her children, or dares to have a tone she would characterize as snarky.
What can I say? Women have a false sense of entitlement. They think because they're women that their pussy can control anything and everything and there is no consequences for them. Yeah, they could nuke the whole world and nothing happens to them. Well, fuck you, just saying.
According to court documents, Strobel has 1 prior incident of reportedly wishing to commit suicide by jumping out of a window with her children. Medications were found in her home consistent with someone being treated for depression.
Of course she's insane and suicidal. Of course. Aren't all women like that? Yeah, she has all these fucking medications in her home. She tried to kill herself with her fucking children just to get away from these imaginary monsters. How fucking stupid are you, lady? Yeah, you're fucking psychotic. But I bet you're fucking awesome in bed. Yeah, I bet you know how to fuck real good. Yeah, crazy in the head, crazy in bed. Enjoy. But don't be stupid, friends. Don't fall for this stupid shit. Just because women are beautiful and they're tasty, don't fall for their fucking tricks, because they will cut your balls off or kill you like how they did to this poor soul. Yes, friends, we're living in fucked up times, so don't be stupid. Just be strong and just endure and survive, because after this war is over and we clean up this trash, things are gonna be so, so awesome. So you be strong, you be great, and endure, and I'll see you on the other side. Well, goodbye.
What happened here?
The giants. It must be.
Who?
I'm surprised you've never heard of him.
I only came out of the egg 2 days ago. So who is this giant?
It's an old legend that goes back to the early days of the Sanguinarium. The old ones had found what was thought to be a miracle. A creature vast and unconquered. Quiet, unmoving, but filled with enough blood to feed generations to come. And so, night after night, the old ones collected blood from that creature. But they were too greedy. Something awoke. The air burned, and the wind was as loud as thunder. It was as if the gods had unleashed a demon to punish us. We declared war on it, stabbed it, hurt it, drank from it. We sang victories of our skirmishes, but every day it awoke, undying, unharmed. For generations we have fought against this foe, but we have never once seen it stumble. Be glad, young one. Be glad if you live your life without seeing it. For the day you do will be your last.